The state's budget committee unanimously approved the funding request. $250,000 will be used for TV, radio, and online advertisements across the state beginning next month. Some advocacy groups say Wisconsin's voter ID law disproportionately hurts certain populations, including the elderly. Middleton Democrat John Erpenbach says it's the state's responsibility to educate those people.
If we come up with a piece of legislation and the result of that legislation is somebody who fought in World War II can't vote, we did wrong. And so it is incumbent upon us to put as much money in here as we possibly can to get the word out.
Opponents to the funding have said if voters don't know about Wisconsin's voter ID law yet, this campaign won't do much to help. Hudson Republican Dean Knudsen says he'd feel better about the money if the campaign was more tightly focused on individuals who don't have a driver's license or other valid form of ID for voting.
How hard is it to just say, let's identify those people, we could easily do it, and let's send them a letter?
Proponents say the campaign will help voters most challenged by the law understand voter ID requirements. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.